37.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist and the man behind the wonderful website, TheDetroitBureau.com. We're going to be talking about some of the stories that have been making headlines in recent days and also find out some other cool stuff from Paul. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls. If at any time you have any comments or questions for Paul or myself, we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go right now to the Auto World guest lines and welcome esteemed automotive journalist, one of our favorite guys in the automotive world, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bob. Good to be with you.
Let's talk about one of the big stories that you've got up on the Detroit Bureau, and that's about Ford announcing that they're going to cut factory CO2 emissions by 30% by 2025. That is a real significant amount, and when you look at what they've done since the year 2000, it really is a bold statement by the company.
Yeah, there's no question, Bob. They've already cut it something like 37% just since 2000, and they're talking about cutting it, as you said, nearly a third again. So these are cumulative totals. Now, let me emphasize so people understand, this is not changing the amount of CO2, global warming gas, that comes out of the tailpipe. It is changing the amount of emissions that they have from the factory. Well, let's face it, a factory's put out an awful lot of emissions, and this is nonetheless good news. If you are a believer in climate change or global warming, and I think the evidence has certainly continued to grow, I've certainly firmed up my position, to be blunt, over the last couple of years. This is very, very important. And by the way, they're not alone. You're seeing efforts by manufacturers all over, the world, automakers in particular, to clean up their emissions and so on. And one of the stories we should talk about that we had up on the site, by the way, is the award for best global green company. Another story that we ran this week.
Absolutely, we can talk about that right now. Certainly, a very important story. Paul, give us a little background information on this.
Yeah, Interbrand, a company that serves as consultants to brands all over the world. They have a lot of major corporate brands. They do an annual study of consumer sentiment towards major corporations, global corporations. And they have started one, the third year now, looking at what brands consumers think are the greenest. And here's the interesting news. Toyota repeated as number one, but Ford Motor Company surged up the charts to become the number two brand.
Hmm.
In fact, this is particularly interesting, Bob. There are five automakers in the top 10 of the greenest global brands, and if I recall, something like eight automotive brands in all in the top 50.
Interesting. Boy, so that's a real surge by the Ford Motor Company, and, you know, it's no surprise Toyota is the company that has the Prius, and when you mention the word hybrid to just about anybody, Prius is usually the first one that comes to mind. Prius has kind of spanned a brand within a brand now with their three offerings, the C, the larger V, as well as the third generation of the regular Prius, and of course, we have the plug-in as well. But for Ford, I know they have great commitment to environment and to green. And certainly when you see the ever-expansion of their EcoBoost engines and some great accolades being thrown on them recently with the repeat performance for the International Engine of the Year Award with their 1.3-liter three-cylinder EcoBoost engine. But
they're one-liter.
One-liter.
Three-cylinder EcoBoost engine.
And then when you combine that with the fact that they're offering an electric vehicle in the Focus lineup, and they also have the plug-in variants, they're really doing an awful lot in the green area.
Yeah, there's no question. Ford has definitely got a lot going in green, and I think you're going to see Ford give serious chase to Toyota. In general, I think that Toyota has to definitely be worried, because the auto industry is a moving, it's a moving world, if you will. There's a lot of people doing a lot of things out there when it comes to quality, when it comes to environment, when it comes to safety. Nobody in a position of leadership will be in a clear position to guarantee that they're going to remain the leaders. Take Volvo. We'll have a story up, in fact, on Volvo. I just got back recently from touring their operations over in Chengdu, China, and it's clear that this is a company that's struggling. For a long time, they were the brand that everybody thought of as being the safest brand, but now everybody's pushing safety, and so it's going to be very, very difficult for Volvo to simply say we're the safest and be in the lead. So they have to do a lot of other things now that they're under ownership by the Chinese company Geely.
Very true, Paul. And going back to this survey of the green automakers, I was surprised. This is Toyota being named the world's best global green brand. That General Motors, despite the fact that the high-profile Volt has certainly gotten tremendous press and has rolled out to mainly very good accolades and is sold over in Europe in Opel form, they didn't crack the top 50.
No, I found that very interesting that Chevrolet has not done better in terms of consumer perceptions. It may still be taking some hits from what happened with the bankruptcy. That people may still be looking at General Motors overall and just not giving it a lot of the benefit of the doubt. And of course, the other thing, Bob, one of the interesting things is that Chevrolet in general has had some problems getting the Volt, really, if you will, to charge up consumers. We just ran a story just a matter of days ago announcing that GM would be cutting the price. It's incentives, but the reality is they've sharply reduced the price up to something like $6,000 off this vehicle, off on the price of the Chevy Volt, desperate to try to get sales numbers to pick up. The Volt has now been surpassed not only by the Nissan Leaf, its arch competitor, but also by the Tesla Model S.
Interesting, absolutely. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. We're talking about a gamut of things, all kinds of great stories happening in the automotive world, and Paul, as usual, is right on top of everything. One of the other cool stories of this past week that you have up there on the total other end of the spectrum is a ride behind the wheel of one of the world's fastest vehicles done by one of your contributors, nudging 253 miles an hour in a Bugatti Veyron Grand Sport. Paul, I have never had the pleasure of either driving a Veyron or even riding in one. It's one of my things that I've got on my to-do list. Have you had the opportunity? When we come back on the other side, I'll have you address that, and then we'll also talk about Cadillac. Some interesting news from Cadillac that Paul has uncovered. Straight ahead, more with Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. You're listening to Auto World all across North America. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back here on Auto World. We thank you so much for joining us. 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul is just back from China and doing some research on Volvo, and Paul is always on the cusp of uncovering all kinds of great stories, and we're going to be covering them all throughout the hour here. You can, of course, check out the DetroitBureau.com at your leisure anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in addition to that, you can subscribe to newsletters and also Twitter and RSS feeds. Tell us about that, Paul.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. Anybody who wants to keep up with the latest in the automotive world, they can just simply go to thedetroitbureau.com. We have all the news. We're constantly updating it, and it is, of course, free. That's a nice number for anybody who wants to keep on top of the automotive world. If you don't have the time to check out everything every time something happens, but you have a need for news, well, simply sign up for our breaking news emails. You can get an alert every time we post something. If you're not quite that interested in keeping up every single event, simply sign up for the daily or weekly or even monthly. And, of course, we have RSS feeds and we have Twitter feeds. So one way or the other, we'll keep you up. We'll feed your need for news on the auto world.
That's great. Before the break there, before we get back down to reality, you had an opportunity, one of your contributors to the site, to get behind the wheel of a Bugatti Veyron and nudge 253 miles an hour. Paul, I have not driven this vehicle. I've not had the opportunity either at Amelia Island or at Pebble yet to get a ride in one. How about yourself? Have you had the pleasure of being behind the wheel of this very powerful supercar?
Mumble, mumble, grumble, grumble, a few obscenities thrown in. No. Actually, Bob, I shouldn't say that. They did invite me to drive at one time here in Detroit. It would have been on the freeway and local roads. And to be honest with you, I was at the time a little bit annoyed that I hadn't had the chance, been offered the opportunity to drive it at another event where I could have actually really driven it and gotten some speed up. So I turned them down, hoping to get another ride, and I still haven't. So you remind me that I've got to call the Bugatti people back and take those expletives and not translate them for radio. I'm due a ride, let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely, no question about it. Let's talk about some news from the Cadillac brand. Cadillac has really been doing extraordinarily well in recent times and wants to, of course, continue with that great run that they've been having. And first, let's talk about the Escalade, which is their very large sport utility vehicle, a vehicle that has been very, very, very good to the brand in a lot of ways. It's quite long in the tooth, so to speak. They're getting ready, I understand, for an Escalade replacement. How far off is that?
Finally. My gosh, how long has it been? Interestingly enough, they're going to come up with a new Escalade about the same time that the folks over at Lincoln are getting ready to roll out a new version of the Navigator. what the heck is wrong with these guys? These were two powerful vehicles in terms of branding. And, okay, either you say we're not going to build them because the market is moving away from big, lumbering, full-size SUVs. We want to get away from the bling market. And you come up with something that's a little more hipper, crossover, or what have you. Or you commit to it, but don't keep putting out these ancient pieces of sheet metal, you know? I mean, it's just, they're old, and it's time. And hopefully we're going to see something, and maybe we'll even get a concept vehicle later this year. I can't say for sure, Bob, but I've got a feeling somewhere between now and the Detroit Auto Show, we're probably going to get at least the first look at something that will indicate what the new Escalade will look like, and perhaps even the Navigator. They're both due to give us, both Caddy and Lincoln, to give us a sense of what's coming. Now, by the way, you are absolutely right. If you'd like, I'll talk a little bit about all the other stuff that's been happening at Caddy.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with it.
Yes, it is. Go right ahead, Paul.
Yeah, well, here's the good news for Caddy. This is a brand, on the bad side, has been in a steady decline for, 30-some years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really realize that they have not seen the numbers they posted in 1976 since last month. May's numbers were the first time you know, for this year, their calendar year to date, that they're matching their numbers way back in the 70s when it was a very different company. You know, they started having a bit of a renaissance at the beginning of the millennium when they started introducing some cool new products like the CTS. Then they short-circuited. They made a whole bunch of mistakes like the last generation STS and that XLR, which is supposed to be their answer to the Mercedes SL. That was a bomb. And a lot of other things just sort of failed. They let the Escalade get old, as we said, and it sort of lost momentum. Well, things have really been picking up. The ATS, the little small car, the 3 Series Fighter, as you know, was named North American Car of the Year in January. I'm on the North American Car of the Year jury. I should make that clear. The XTS has done reasonably well. They're moving into China. I mean, there's so many things happening, and a lot of this is really generating strong consumer sentiment. Now, they're still lagging way behind BMW and Mercedes and Lexus, and they're struggling even with Audi to become, you know, first-tier players again here in the U.S. market. But there's some really good things happening. One of the critical things will be the new CTS. Now, some people may get a little freaked because they just raised the price on that about $6,000, depending on the model, Bob. But it's a different vehicle. It goes from sort of a tweener car, somewhere between a 3 and a 5, to a full-scale BMW 5 Series competitor. And anybody who has, well, maybe they've gone to the DetroitBureau.com and they've seen the pictures that we have, read some of the content we have about the new CTS, they know that this is not just a sort of so-so model of the past. Gorgeous interior, probably one of the best out there in terms of mid-range luxury cars. It's right up there now, maybe even better than an Audi. So we're going to be really curious to see what happens to the new CTS. And to wrap up the story, they even have a new ad agency. Curiously, they're bringing back a team of agencies that will include Campbell Ewald, which you may recall for 91 years served as the Chevy ad agency until they were blown out by Joel Iwanyk, the wunderkind who himself got blown out from GM, just over a year ago.
Interesting to see how things sometimes come back around. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious about the CTS V. They are going to be offering the V Sport, which is a twin turbo V6 delivering an impressive 420 horsepower, and that will be paired with a new 8-speed automatic. And is this going to be the sole V offering? Is that the way that they're going to brand now the V configuration?
No, my understanding is it won't be, Bob. When we come back from the break, why don't we talk about that for a minute?
Excellent. More ahead with Paul Eisenstein, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here, and we thank you so much for joining us. 855-660-4261. If you have any questions or comments for Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to NPR, and a regular here on this show. He has got the great website, thedetroitbureau.com, and we're talking Cadillacs, all the changes going on within the Cadillac brand. The new Escalade, long overdue, is finally around the bend, so to speak. The 2014 Cadillac CTS is once again going to get bigger, going to be more 5-series size, and expect a little bit bigger price tag. And before the break there, I was curious because at introduction, Cadillac showed they would have a V Sport model with a twin turbo V6, which it definitely looks like a very cool offering, Paul, but I was just wondering if there will be additional V-series models more in the lines of what we've seen in the past from the brand.
Yeah, Bob. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed about if you were to go out and buy the new V-Sport model. 425 horsepower out of, 3 liters, twin turbo, the first twin turbo ever at GM. I mean, it's an impressive piece of machinery. But remember, this is a larger vehicle than before. They've done a great job on holding down the weight, but it is heavier than before. And by the way, lighter, I should stress, than the BMWs in the same class, which is pretty damn impressive. But the fact is that if you were to do your power-to-weight ratio numbers or any of that, you're going to say, wait a second, are they going to back off from the great V-Series, which everybody in the media loved? A lot of people, a lot of potential buyers were saying, where's mine? Where's my V-Series? Well, they're not saying, you know, it's the usual thing, we're only talking about the products we're ready to talk about. Well, the reality is expect a new V-Series, one step beyond the V-Sport. What will it be? I hear different things. Hey, we're still waiting to find out what the V-Series version of the ATS will be, whether it'll go six-cylinder or it will go all the way up to a V8. My sense is we may see the twin-turbo also move into the ATS in some form or another, which would, on the smaller vehicle, basically be an M3 equivalent. That would be a V-Series. And we'll probably see a big V8, something along the order of what we're looking at in Cadillac, probably a modified version of the new Cadillac engine, that would wind up in the V-Series, the CTS V-Series. But don't expect to hear any details except what, you know, sites like the DetroitBureau.com leak out probably until next year. They want to milk the news on the new models. And by the way, Bob, interestingly enough, if you think about what's happened to BMW in particular, you may recall that they have been trying to create a mid-range performance brand. So typically you had your high-end models like the M, and then you had your standard edition models, which may range from a 328 or a 528, for, let's stay with that group, 528 up to the big 550. Well, BMW has said, okay, we got an awful lot of people who'd love to have an M, like an M5, but can't quite get there. So they've also come up with the BMW M Sport, which is sort of a halfway. In some cases, you can get options. You can option up your lower-end BMW 3 or 5, or you can get a special M Sport edition. So it seems that that's exactly what Cadillac is trying to do.
It's pretty smart, definitely. Another very important vehicle is now rolling out, and that is the Mercedes E-Class. I thought it was very interesting at the North American Auto Show in Detroit, the way that Mercedes unveiled the entire product portfolio at once. I mean, everything was there from sedan to wagon to coupe to convertible to E63. I've never seen that done before by a manufacturer, but they're really betting big, as you write here on the DetroitBureau.com, on this new E-Class.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? The count is something like 15 variations that they have all the way from the, here in the United States, from the base E350 all the way up to the AMG, the E63 AMG that will be coming. And they're going to be offering, interestingly enough, going forward, virtually all AMG models will be offered in all-wheel drive. Actually, I should say they will be all-wheel drive. There'll only be a couple where you can't get all-wheel drive, and that will be the SL, the SLR. Even the little CLA will be an all-wheel drive AMG edition. Here's another thing, Bob. Now, if I were to say that they were going to do an e-diesel, how much do you think you would be paying extra for a diesel for the E-Class as a premium above the otherwise gasoline base?
Well, you would think that they would want at least a $5,000 to $10,000 additional amount of money from you. But what are they doing?
Believe it or not, the base version of the new E-Class will be the E250 BlueTEC diesel, only by a slight bit under the base gasoline version. But the fact is, you'll be able to get into a Mercedes E-Class and get a little bit of a discount if you go with the high mileage diesel. And I'll tell you what, the newest diesels are just an impressive phenomenon. So if you have any interest in diesels, if you're really looking for the way to maximize your fuel economy, even while having plenty of luxury, the E250 BlueTEC is going to be a very, very serious machine. I think Mercedes has done a darn good job with the new E-Class, but it's going to be an extraordinarily competitive segment. You've got the new CTS, you've got, of course, the E, you've got a relatively new BMW 5, you've got the new back Acura model that, you know, is out there, the RLX. You've got, what am I forgetting? There's so many different models competing in the segment that this has been the bread and butter car for the Mercedes brand for a long time, but it's going to be tougher for them going forward.
Let's talk a little bit about some other cool stories that you've got up on the DetroitBureau.com. And I found this story to be very well done. It's all about the 10 best base model cars. This is something that not a lot of people think about writing about, and you've done a great job as usual, Paul.
Yeah, no, I have to give credit to the folks over at cars.com who did come up with the initial list, and then we took it another step. So I don't want to pretend that we came up with this entirely on our own. So kudos to cars.com for the original. But yeah, it's really interesting. If you go out there and you look, Bob, at what's on the road today, if I said base level car, you know, or base car, entry-level car, you know, most people would think Econobox. And the reality is, classically, that's what you got stuck with. You know, the base car was pretty well stripped down. But the thing is, the competition in the industry is so fierce that the days when I remember getting a Toyota a few years back, a Yaris, which was almost impossible to drive. I got in the summer, it had no air conditioning, no power, anything. The seats were, you know, as hard as a rock and so on. And these days, well, forget it. Now, here's a 2013 Chevrolet Spark. In today's dollars, it's only $12,995. Yet it has some nice touches like air conditioning and power windows. It has some cool stuff in the electronic end, you know, infotainment. The Cyan XB is another example. Here's a vehicle, you know, six-speaker stereo, cruise control, USB, and so on, at $17,555. There's a new base version of the Honda Civic LX, $18,995. They even have a rear-view camera, never mind Pandora, USB, Bluetooth, and so on. And as you get up in these segments and you start getting up into mid-size and large vehicles, like the Avalon, my gosh, you even get touchscreen infotainment systems, dual-zone climate control, and more for a base vehicle.
It is so true. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about this very important story and lots more with Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
When you get a chance, check out my website, automotiveradionetwork.com, as well as autoworldradio.com, boblongradio.com, and of course, check out thedetroitbureau.com, because Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, esteemed automotive journalist, is with us, and we've been talking about a story that Paul's got up about the 10 best base model cars, and it's truly remarkable when you look at what you can get these days. I mean, I remember, Paul, and you remember them well, too, that when these vehicles rolled out in base form, quite often they didn't have any power accessories. They certainly didn't have any high-end stereos or cruise control. But nowadays you can get some incredible bang for the buck. And Paul's been writing, has written about it here, and check it out. And he's told us about the Chevrolet Spark and the Scion XB. And a couple of others on this list really caught my eye as well. The 2013 Ford Fusion Hybrid. I mean, lots of folks are under the impression that if you want a large or mid-size hybrid vehicle, you got to spend a lot of money. But they've really aggressively priced this vehicle, Paul, and it's got a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, that was a real surprise. One of the more interesting vehicles on the list was the Ford Fusion Hybrid. It's $27,995, and the base model, the SE, offers all sorts of things. Heated power front seats, keyless entry, cruise control, Bluetooth, even Ford's sync infotainment system. So that's a pretty nice package. Now, the car has come up for a little bit of criticism. There's been some debate over the fuel economy. There have been a number of people that have taken them to task on it, but it really does depend on how you drive it. I think you'll find that all hybrids, if you drive it somewhat aggressively, you're not going to get the mileage that they talk about. And that's one of the reasons why when I'm asked by a lot of folks, you know, what should I be buying? Should I buy a hybrid? I often ask them, what type of driving do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And what type of driver are you? If you're an aggressive driver, you got a heavy foot, you probably aren't going to do real well with a hybrid unless you can really modify it, you know, sort of like going on a diet, if you will. You got to ease off. If you're driving a lot of highway miles, you may do better off with the diesel than a hybrid. But if you are doing a lot of stop-and-go driving, hybrids can work if you drive them accordingly. And the Ford Fusion, at, like I said, under $28,000, is one heck of a package.
Another vehicle on this list definitely deserves mention, and that's from Hyundai. I'm always impressed with the standard equipment on both Hyundai and Kias, but the Sonata certainly is a stylish-looking vehicle. You could almost say it was one of the vehicles that really kind of pushed the envelope in the midsize mainstream styling game, and now we've got all these wonderful choices from the Ford Fusion to the Kia Optima to the redesign Honda Civic to the redesigned Camry to the redesigned Nissan Altima. I mean, now you can get a nice looking midsize family car, and you don't have to pay a whole lot for it. This vehicle in base form, the GLS, $21,240, and that gets you a whole lot of bang for the buck, Paul.
Yeah, you're talking standard equipment like cruise control, heated power mirrors, Bluetooth, USB, even a tilt telescope steering wheel. Hyundai has worked very, very hard, Bob, in the last few years to get away from the image of being the econobox maker. And you've seen certainly a lot of things to point in that direction. The Sonata GLS, their base model for midsize buyers, is a great example. Of course, we also have the new Genesis sedan, which was recently updated, and brand newly updated, if I can say it that way, is the new Equinox, which the Equus, excuse me, their big luxury vehicle, which has done reasonably well in tackling some of the toughest cars on the market, vehicles like the Mercedes S-Class and the BMW 7 Series and the Audi A8. So be aware that this is not the same Hyundai that we used to think of. The good news is they've put an emphasis on what they like to call value rather than price cutting. So you can still get Hyundais at a reasonably good price. I will add one thing before we wrap up talking about Hyundai, Bob. Is curiously enough, Hyundais have been so popular, and they are the growth in sales is straining their factories so much that you'll probably get lower incentives, fewer incentives, whether it be discount loans or actual cash back from Hyundai than almost any other maker on the market right now.
Isn't that something? How times have changed. Another great story that I think is worth talking about here in the last segment of this hour is this new high-speed charging standard. Both General Motors and BMW are on board. You're expecting others to follow. Tell our listeners all around North America about this new high-speed charging standard.
Well, this is pretty important. There are a bunch of reasons why it has been slow to see the public adopt the new plug-in vehicles, and that can range from plug-in hybrids like Volt to full battery electric vehicles like the Nissan Leaf or the Tesla Model S, the Ford Focus EV. And this price is obviously one. You do pay a premium when you have batteries. Charging times, never mind range, that becomes another big issue. They're sort of one in the same. Certainly, there's a lot of concern. A lot of people don't like the idea that most battery vehicles right now are getting less than 100 miles on a charge, the exception being the Tesla Model S, where you can opt for up to an almost 300-mile battery, but you're going to spend almost $100,000 for that. So if you want something reasonably affordable, and there are some out there that are now even below $20,000, if you look at the Spark EV and a couple of others, you still have to contend with the fact that you do have limited range and long charging times. But the good news is not only can you get these faster 220-volt chargers for your home, that cuts the time down to a matter of a few hours. But now they're talking about widespread adoption of what to the industry is known as a level 3 charger. For the techies on board here, it means you're running 440 volts DC, direct current, which skips some of the steps in converting from AC to DC. And the amount of time you reduce in the charging is exponential. So you go from what might be 2, 3, 4 hours to being able to get an 80% charge 80% of your maximum in as little as 20 minutes. One of the problems was coming up with the universal standard. So if I had a Chevy Spark EV and you had a Nissan Leaf and somebody else had a Tesla Model S or whatever, we could all plug into the same charger. SAE, the industry group, has come up with a standard, both for the electronics and the charger port itself, the actual plug that goes into your car, and GM and BMW were the first to adopt it. But the reality is I expect the whole industry to switch to this new standard very, very quickly.
Yeah, and that could be a potential game changer as far as getting more people interested in the electric vehicles.
Absolutely, Bob, yeah.
Our telephone number, once again, is 855-660-4261. Email bob at boblongradio.com. Got an email here from one of our listeners listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. And, Paul, he wants to know if Cadillac is going to continue the CTS wagon. He likes the CTS wagon in V configuration, and he's wondering if that's something that's going to continue with the new model.
Big sigh from my end. As you know, Bob, if there were enough auto journalists, Cadillac would be able to afford continuing the wagon. They will probably continue the coupe. They seem to be saying now that they will come back with a CTS coupe. Unfortunately, the wagon is a bye-bye. The number of people who bought it, whether in V configuration or not, just wasn't measurable. You and I could count it between us by taking our shoes off and also using our hands. It was just not a popular vehicle. And darn it, I mean, all of us liked it. I've got to tell you, I had the chance to drive all the different B-Series CTS models out at Laguna Seca, and I drive hard. And my favorite was the wagon in performance mode. I had the Cadillac engineer is poo-pooing this initially, and I said, guys, I feel like I can just drive that car a lot harder. It handles better in the corners. It just feels like it is on rails. The coupe does not. And I finally talked a couple of them into going out and driving it back-to-back in Laguna Seca. And you know what, Bob? They came back and said, darn, you're right. To get that sort of concession from an automotive engineer is pretty impressive. But the reality is, though, it has a little bit more weight. It's better balanced. So
yeah.
Write those letters to Cadillac. Tell them you want it back. Maybe they'll listen.
Absolutely. Paul, my friend, thank you so much for your time here today. And look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
It's good to be with you, Bob. Talk to you soon.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.